This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 298 for Tuesday, March 11th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its descent on Tuesday following the implementation of Chinese tariffs. On Friday, China imposed 100% levies on Canadian canola oil and meal in retaliation to Canadian surcharges on Chinese-made electric vehicles, steel, and aluminum last year. Meanwhile, Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were lower. Crude oil made gains due to a weaker United States dollar, but was still pressured by tariff concerns and planned output hikes by OPEC. The Canadian dollar was down one quarter of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The U.S. Department of Agriculture left its 2024-25 production estimate for Canadian canola unchanged at 18.8 million tons, while cautioning about shifting trade policies. The May canola contract was down $14.10 per ton at $590.90. In the U.S., corn, soybeans, and wheat were lower. The USDA left its projected 2024-25 corn carryout estimate unchanged at 1.54 billion bushels, 24 million more than what was the trade's average guess. Projected world corn ending stocks declined by 1.37 million tons at 288.94 million, 1 million tighter than expected. Argentine and Brazilian production estimates were left unchanged at 50 million tons and 126 million, respectively. On Monday, the USDA reported a private export sale of 126,000 tons of corn to Japan for delivery later this marketing year, while a South Korean importer purchased 133,000 tons. The May corn contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.70. As expected, the USDA left its soybean ending stock estimate unchanged at 380 million bushels. Projected world ending stocks were down 2.93 million tons at 121.41 million, more than 3 million tighter than the trade's average guess. Argentina's and Brazil's production estimates were unchanged at 49 million tons and 169 million, respectively. The USDA reported a private export sale of 195,000 tons of soybeans on Monday to unknown destinations for delivery later this marketing year. The May soybean contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.11. Projected stocks for U.S. wheat were raised 25 million bushels at 819 million, 22 million more than the trade's average guess. World carryout was projected at 260.08 million tons, up 2.52 million and more than trade expectations. The Canadian production estimate stayed the same at 34.96 million tons. Wheat ratings in Oklahoma improved by 11 points from the week before at 46% good to excellent as of March 4th, while Kansas declined 2 points at 52% and Texas dropped 6 points at 28%. Nearly all of South Dakota and Nebraska are under moderate to severe drought, while most of Kansas was abnormally dry at best. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.57. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.72. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.97. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, March 11th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.